This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll continue this morning with another story about a dairy farm in Bond County. Frank Dahl's farm was a second stop along the fall farm tour conducted by the St. Louis Dairy Council last week. Frank serves on both the St. Louis Dairy Council and the Prairie Farms Board of Directors, and he and his family have been farming since the 1930s.
Our dairy farm started back in the 1930s with my grandfather. He settled there, and it used to be a dairy farm. It still is a dairy farm, but they had cows, hogs, chickens, an orchard, and they ate a lot of what they produced and then whatever extra they sold, and then it kind of evolved into my dad took it over, and he concentrated more on the dairy, the hogs and the chickens and the orchard left, and the grain side of things grew a little bit, and I took over in the early 90s. I started having a lot more to do with it, and we've expanded our dairy herd up to about almost 200 milking cows, and then we have about 800 acres of cropland we farm now, too. And a majority of that cropland goes back through the cattle, especially the corn side of things. And we're producing about 4.2 million pounds of milk a year comes off of our farm, and right now we're averaging about 85 to 90 pounds of milk per cow per day. The other thing we've changed to, we just went to 3 times a day milking, so that's increased our production about 15%. So that's just trying to stay ahead of the curve. Milk prices have been pretty soft the last year, so we try to just produce more milk. Just like a corn or bean guy, you want to grow as many bushels per acre. We want to produce as much milk per cow as we can, and that's one way to do it.
And I was going to say, what breed of cows do you have? I saw them while I was there, but our listeners haven't been to your farm.
Yeah, we're about 95% Holsteins around our farm. We have red and white Holsteins also. But I have a few employees that own cattle of their own, so I have 4 brown Swiss there. And I've just recently got rid of, I had a few Guernseys too, and they've just now left. So we're pretty much a closed Holstein herd, but we do have a little color out there.
Well, it was a lot of fun to see all the cows and the calves while we were there, and you were telling us about every aspect of your operation. But one thing I wanted to talk to you more about was the breeding, and you said you use frozen embryos. Now, I've heard of artificial insemination, but this is a little bit different. It almost sounds basically like in humans being a surrogate mom to something. So maybe explain that process and when you decided to use that.
The process has been around for several years, probably decades, and it's really getting better and better. The technology is there, and I like it for the fact that I can go to a sale and buy a package of embryos. It's usually, they're usually sold in fives, and I'll pay anywhere from $200 to $3,000-$4,000 per embryo, and of those cattle with superior genetics, I'll take them home, and just like you said, I'll put them into a surrogate mother of a lower quality animal that I have, probably the bottom ender, and then have a calf come out of there that'll be way higher in genetics. So as you do that over time, over years, you continually improve the genetics in your herd for better milk production, better fat production, even cows that conceive calves better. Health traits are a big thing now in the dairy industry. We want cows that calve in today, clean, go right to work, 0 to 100 pounds as fast as you can get there. And that's part of genetics. Better cows are just keep breeding on the, take the best genetics and breed it back to the best bull. And so embryo transplant is just one way to do it.
Is that the only way that you produce calves, I guess you'd say, on your farm? Or do you use AI sometimes, or do you have a bull?
Yeah, we are 100% AI. I breed all the cows. And we use sex semen on my heifers, my first calf virgin heifers. I breed them to sex semen. So they'll have 90% of those will have heifer calves, which is an easier calving for the cow and gets them off to a better start. Then I have more heifers of their highest genetic merit to choose from to keep in my herd, because I do sell some of the either the top end or bottom ends. I sell market those off for cash. Other things that I've changed with sex semen, I wound up, this is kind of silly, but I got a whole lot of heifer calves, so I don't need as many now. So I've started breeding some of my lower-end cows or my third service cows to an Angus bull and have those crossbred calves. And my beef buyer, my bull calf buyer, loves those calves because they're more aggressive, and that's a hybrid cross, and he can raise those up and get a lot more money for them at the end versus a Holstein calf. So we went both extremes. I'm the best of the best Holstein bulls, and I also come back and use a beef bull, but I use them AI. My dairy is constantly changing, and I'm always looking for a way to make more dollars, and if I can make an extra $50 or $100 a calf, that's one way to do it right there.
Well, it really is interesting, and it's a business just like anyone else. So it makes sense you're wanting to improve that. Something else I thought was interesting that you mentioned today is how long you have a cow on your farm and how long she produces milk. So maybe talk about that. How long does a cow last, I guess you'd say? Obviously, you're bringing new animals on when you're calving. But how long do you have a cow and how much milk does she give you?
A cow is generally about 4 years, is the four and a half years about her average lifespan. Some are way less than that, obviously, and we've had cows live 10, 15 years also. And the other thing with that is an older cow, her genetics are getting older, and the younger ones have the better genetics to produce more milk. So I would like a cow to average 100,000 pounds of milk in her lifetime. That's kind of a goal I'd like. And that usually takes a good three lactations, maybe even getting to her four. So I have to have more cows beat that 4 years. 4 years is from the time of their birth. It takes 2 years to raise them until they have their first calf, till they start milking. So you got two and a half years of productivity out of that cow. So you need to get them to that third lactation or fourth lactation to get that 100,000 pounds of milk. And that's the goal I strive for. And a cow to make 30,000 pounds plus in 10 months with 1,000 pounds of fat is a really good Holstein producing cow that you can make money at that.
Now I'm going to have you explain this, and it's a little bit more on the lighter side, but it was something you told the group today. You get rid of those cows once they're done milking, and you have high schoolers come and help you part-time. Now, I believe you upset some girls at one point when you got rid of a certain cow.
Yes, that's true. I went to the three times a day milking, and I had a lot of kids working for me, and they wanted more hours, so that's one thing I did. And they become attached to a lot of the cows, and we had an older cow, and her name was Sassy. They named her. I didn't. And she just came to the end of her productive life where she couldn't get pregnant again, and she needed to go and have a career change, as we call it. She became a beef cow for one day. And I sold her and didn't tell anybody, and those girls came in the evening, and they called me at night, like, we're Sassy, we missed her. She didn't come in the parlor tonight, and I sold her that day, and they were physically upset. They were mad at me. One girl didn't talk to me for a week and wrote me nasty notes on my whiteboard, and they just couldn't believe I sold that cow. And now they won't go to McDonald's because most of old dairy cows become hamburger. They don't want to go to McDonald's because they don't want to eat Sassy, and they were upset by it. I was kind of shocked at how attached they've become to some of the cows around there. So.
Only reason I have you tell that story is because I'm sure there are farmers that are listening to this that can probably relate. So I got a good chuckle out of that. Mm-hmm. Now, your dairy operation, it's passed on through the family. What are your future plans? Do you have children that might want to carry it on, or do we not know yet?
Yeah, I have two boys. They're both in Greenville in high school. One's a junior, one's a freshman. They both show some interest in it, and dairy farm's a very intense job, and I don't want to force them into it. If they want to come back and help and take over, that's awesome. But if they don't want to, I'm not going to force them into it because that would be an absolute failure waiting to happen. So, I want them to play sports. They're very active into that. And see, I'd like for them to go work for somebody else and, you know, maybe come back to the farm if they want to, just get a little better experience, you know. And it's open for them. I'm looking at my future as I want to have that opportunity available for them. But if they don't want to do it, that's fine with me, too. I can always do something else, too. But, you know, that's just my business model for the next 5 or 10 years is get about 7 years down the road, and then my kids will be in their 20s, and then we're either going to have to expand a lot or, you know, reshuffle and do something else if they want to be part of the farm. So it's definitely something I would like them to do, but it's nowhere essential. I mean, I'm very flexible in what I hope to be able to do in the next 5 or 10 years.
Well, Frank, it's been great talking with you and learning about your farm. Is there anything that I haven't asked that you'd like to mention?
I know that your radio station is a big Prairie Farm supporter, and that's where my milk goes, and I'm proud of that, and I'm a proud Prairie Farms producer, and you know, I'm glad for the consumers out there that trust when they pick our product, because, you know, I'm one of the people that produce it. There's about 600 farms around here, and we're getting fewer and fewer all the time, but, you know, when you pick that product with the Prairie Farms label on it, you know, you're helping the local guys out, your local community, and it's your dollars are staying here and working for us. So I think that's something I'm one of the most proud of being a dairy farmer, is where my milk goes and the products that they produce.
Frank Dahl, a dairy farmer from Bond County. And that's all we have time for this morning on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.